and welcome to Cryptocurrency News, your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're talking about PIVX and its attempt at privacy coins. Now, this article comes to us from Bitcoin.com. The title says, How PIVX is Bootstrapping the Revival of Privacy Coins. The article begins by saying, throughout its history, PIVX has marked many firsts on the crypto market. These include being the first proof-of-stake project to use ZK SNARKs, masternodes, blockchain governance, deflationary mechanisms, and private staking. With a solid value proposition and numerous achievements under its belt, PIVX makes use of innovative technology to create a privacy-oriented paradigm within the cryptocurrency space. Blockchain intelligence and data mining. Now, the article says here, famously referred to as de-anonymization through correlation, blockchain intelligence serves a purpose of tracking transactions and connecting them to their owners. By making use of smart algorithms that crawl through blockchain transactions, chain analysis companies can easily keep tabs on cryptocurrency addresses of interest. Arguments in favor of crypto tracking includes deterring cyber attacks, dealing with money launderers, and stopping illegal activity. However, most cryptocurrency enthusiasts are aware that chain analysis companies have the tendency of digging deeper, oftentimes in people's private lives, but legal affairs. This is no different when compared to cookie tracking over the internet. But financial information is where most people draw the line. And I'll stop and think of that for a minute. If we're going to be switching more of our online purchases from cash or even our bank accounts to the blockchain, this allows these chain analysis companies to track us, track what we're buying, when we buy, when we sell. It's something that a lot of people that are concerned with privacy aren't comfortable with. Now, the article says here, if cryptocurrencies are to disrupt the current financial status quo, then enthusiasts must face the issues that transactions are indeed public, not for the sake of criminals, but rather for the sake of protecting people's fundamental human right to privacy. The banks of today protect privacy to some degree by at least making transactions invisible to third parties. And for blockchains to realize its true calling, this principle must be mirrored. Well, just imagine this. Imagine that you are a person who's a citizen of an oppressive regime somewhere, just say anywhere, just say, for instance, China, and you happen to be a student in the United States where things aren't so oppressive, and you decide you wanted to buy books that talk about democracy. Would you be comfortable having a third party be able to track your cryptocurrency purchases online? I wouldn't think so. Now, the article continues here. It says, indeed, most cryptocurrencies provide a medium degree of anonymity in the sense that it's not one's name or location that's being tracked, but rather their addresses and the funds held. However, blockchain intelligence succeeds by linking addresses and coins to real-world identities by taking other factors into account. These include linkage to KYC, that's Know Your Customer, exchange accounts, well-known addresses, and common contacts. With these aspects in mind, is there any hope for attaining the perfect system fit for national and international needs housed within one impermeable blockchain? It says, yes, there is, and a privacy coin like PIVX are leading the way. PIVX, a deep history. As a self-labeled financial data protection coin, PIVX is nowhere close to being a newly launched project. PIVX was announced in 2015 and later launched in 2016. Often referred to as one of the pioneers of privacy coins and the first protected DeFi blockchain project, PIVX makes use of proof of stake and the ZK-based Shield protocol to facilitate quick transactions that protect user data. PIVX was launched as a decentralized autonomous organization, that's a DAO, that's self-funded through its treasury, released in response to the appearance of blockchain tracking software that invades users' privacy. PIVX quickly became one of the market's top 10 cryptocurrencies by market cap, albeit keen on protecting data. PIVX also supports transparent transactions whilst providing supportive users with lucrative incentives. Throughout its history, PIVX has marked many firsts on the crypto market. These include being the first proof-of-stake project to use a ZK SNARKs masternode, blockchain governance, deflationary mechanisms, and private staking. With a solid value proposition and numerous achievements under its belt, PIVX makes use of innovative technology to create a private-oriented paradigm with the cryptocurrency space. Now, of course, proof of stake, that's a different concept than proof of work. I'll get into that a little bit further in a future episode, but suffice it to say, it doesn't take near as much energy to operate the blockchain system when you're using a proof of stake concept, as opposed to, say, Bitcoin, where you have thousands of computers that are grinding out algorithms, basically breaking code in order to discover that Bitcoin. It takes a lot more electricity to power that system. PIVX is very adaptable to the market's demands, so it can facilitate both transparent and anonymous transactions. It says this is possible thanks to its Shield protocol, a world-first, fully customized ZK-SNARK sapling deployment that's compatible with the proof-of-stake consensus protocol. And it goes on and says, the introduction of a proof-of-stake-enabled ZSNARK makes a crucial turning point in the blockchain's history. No other project has managed to successfully integrate these features before PIVX. Even Ethereum's co-founder, Vitalik Buterin, is also bullish on ZK-SNARKs, as highlighted in a recent tweet. It goes on and talks a little bit more here. It says, inflation versus deflation on PIVX. In 2020, the U.S. Federal Reserve came into the spotlight as it minted $3 trillion U.S. dollars seemingly out of thin air. Now, think about this. Also think about the total currency supply across the world. The last I heard, the total world's currency supply is around $200 million, as opposed to the world gold market of $7 trillion. When you're thinking about investing in cryptocurrencies, I have to wonder, I think one has to compare the utility case against the gold case. If Bitcoin is going for the gold market, that's a $7 trillion market. But if the rest of the cryptocurrencies are going for the utility market or to replace cash, that's a $200 trillion market. So looking at it from that perspective, it almost seems like some of these coins that are basically setting themselves up to replace cash may actually have a bigger market to take over than even Bitcoin does. Once again, not financial advice, just a thought. Now it says here, unlike U.S. dollars and Bitcoin, PIVX has opted for a dynamic coin supply model. This helps ensure a long-term balance between inflation and deflation. The mechanism works by minting 5 PIVX on each 1 minute block and burning all transaction fees. Given a small trading volume, PIVX incentivizes spending and becomes slightly inflationary. When there is a higher trading volume, the transaction fees increase, burning more coins. This leads to the deflation while encouraging saving through staking rather than spending. In doing so, the PIVX price can avoid sudden drops while pursuing a steady growth trend. The coin's total supply is not capped, but PIVX uses a restricted dynamic supply model that limits the maximum number of coins mintable per day, month, and year. Supply is therefore controlled, and inflation is kept at a minimum. Now, it goes on and talks a little bit about the masternode, about decentralizing government, and gets into some more of the nuts and bolts of it, and says, if you want to find out more about PIVX, then you can visit the website, connect on a Twitter or GitHub, or join the PIVX community to participate in the next generation of privacy on the blockchain. And that's just a little bit of an overview of PIVX. It's a different type of coin. It is a proof of stake. They seem to be going for the utility value of the coin as much as just something to buy and hold. They're real big on community. I've checked into them a little bit. Find it interesting. As I said, it's not financial advice, but PIVX is one of the coins that is trying to gear itself toward privacy. To what degree of privacy, I suppose we'd have to look more into that, but this is something that's going to become more and more important over time, I think, as people start to use cryptocurrency in their daily life to purchase things. Do you want every single transaction that you create in a day to be exploitable by a third party? Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.